And, Doc, we have a guest in studio this morning.
We do. We are joined by the one and only Alan Green, the busiest man in the Sioux Empire right now, as we get ready for Lifelike 2014.
Maybe, huh?
I don't know. We got a great team. People are working at the grounds right now, and we're hoping for great weather this weekend.
As the thing gets bigger and bigger, do you find yourself with less and less work to do every day as far as
there's more delegation going on?
The first Lifelike, you were probably setting up chairs on a day like
today. Yeah, first Lifelike was this our 17th festival, so the first one was on a church lawn. A few hundred people developed into a few thousand, and it just kept exploding. But each year it gets... Each festival is different. This is called our Lifelike Reset Year, so we're doing some things different. But each festival also gets a little bit easier because after you've done it every year in Sioux Falls, it's not like going to a different city.
Mm-hmm.
We got some loyal volunteers who just have been there every year, some of them. And so they're getting old, like me. So we're looking for some younger folks. But, there's been really quite a crew of people down there on the grounds for the last few months. But the last week especially, people converge and move here from other parts of the country just to help
sure.
out.
And you got your spot. Tell us about the festival grounds.
Festival grounds looks beautiful this year because it's green.
Yeah,
it has much rain. And this year, we've done a few things different. One thing is the 360 Coffee House stage. It's going to be... it's really developed into a whole, took the barn and developed it into a coffee house. And so arts gallery, coffee house, music stage, something that's a little more permanent on the grounds. Also this year, for families, there's a circus. I mean, literally a circus, a high wire act, clowns, the
wow.
juggling, the whole thing. Pretty excited about that. Rhett Walker is one act that this listening audience would really like. Rhett Walker was there last year. The crowd loved him. Mm-hmm. A little bit more country rock kind of thing. And he has a new album out, Broken Man, one of the singles off that album.
And tell us about, you got some new things, some different ways of doing things this year for Lifelike.
We do. It's called Lifelike Reset, and really, Reset is a movement across the country. We're praying for our country. You know, at any given time, there's five different crises going on. People are looking for hope. So Reset is really a supernatural reset that we're praying for. But Reset practically is at the festival. I think Julie, our festival director, says catch more, miss less. It's a more organized schedule, less going on at the same time, so you can catch more of the bands that you want to see. Tickets, yes, there's tickets this year, but the festival still offered free of admission.
Right.
Been a little confusion about that. It's, I mean, really easy right now. I can go to my smartphone, hit the Lifelike app, boom, get the tickets, scan my phone as I go through the gates. People can choose when they go online. They can go, okay, tickets. Yeah, I'll donate something to the cause, or I'll print free tickets and give them away to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
The other advantage in tickets is we're very thankful for some of our sponsors, and especially in this case, Vernity, because they're giving away a car or an Indian motorcycle. So if you register for any tickets, then you go in that drawing and two-year lease for free, and then decide what you want to do after 2 years.
So.
Nice.
Let's talk about the dates and times. I think we all, if you're from Sioux Falls, if you're
kind of
familiar,
aware,
you kind of get it, but tell us about the...
Okay, well, this Friday, gates open, I think at noon. Acts start about 3 o'clock, main stage 4:30. Friday, Saturday, Sunday... we'll be going till late night to the wee hours of the morning each day.
I was just looking at the schedule. The last band takes the stage at midnight.
Yeah, I know. Skillet will be there. Michael W. Smith. I think one of our best lineups ever.
It's a great lineup.
Some people look at the bands and go, I don't know that band. But if you heard the song, you'd probably know the band.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be great.
Lifelike app, lifelike.org.
Lifelike.org. Lifelike.org. People can still camp. Weekend weather looks like it's maybe going to be good if the rain misses us.
Yeah, we're going to hold off,
sure. So they can show up. There's 200-plus acres to camp on, and just want to invite everybody to come out.
And when we come out to Lifelike, too, we'll find out about all the other... Not only is it this weekend festival, Lifelike is a huge thing that you guys do year-round all over the world.
We do. Last year, last fall, we did a missions outreach festival combination in Ethiopia, combined with lots of other ministries and lots of other partners, and did really the whole country of Ethiopia was blanketed in various cities.
It's such a cool deal that you guys do, and this is a big weekend here in Sioux Falls, and good luck. We'll see you out at Lifelike, lifelike.org.
You at lifelike.org, Lifelike Facebook page, catch all the information, which is changing hourly as we
get
update things.
Get the app. And you have a new venture that you just got
now
yesterday.
Now he's an author.
Look at
the
that.
Dude's doing everything.
I know. I can't write, and now I have a book. Actually, this book's been in process for a number of years. It keeps getting shelved, but... actually, Robert Morris, who used to be the entertainment editor.
Now it's shelved.
So it's out. The book's out, available at the festival. Cases of them arrived yesterday. So it's really the backstory of LifeLight. It's our story. My wife and I and many others. Just a story of average, ordinary people just saying yes and keep moving forward. So you can check out the book online as well as at the festival.
And the book's called?
It's Taking the Church Outside the Walls. LifeLight, Taking the Church Outside the
Walls. That's cool.
Alan Green, our guest, thanks for coming in. We'll see you at LifeLight.
You bet.